And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
It's Friday, and that means that between 4:30 and 5, we spend some time with Luke Smith from Envision Financial to talk finance. And Luke has bothered to take the trouble and the time to come all the way out to Mawson Club today instead of relaxing in his comfortable air-conditioned office. And I tell you what, you look pretty comfortable and relaxed here too.
Well, you know, I've come in from Yass from a lunch, and all I can say is hashtag Raiders, run at me, because I've got 100% confidence in the boys, and I reckon Elliot and the rest of them can get it done, because if they were ever going to step up with a full stadium of people and knock over the Bunnies, oh,
tonight's, you know, the night.
Run at me. As a famous footballer once said, put me on, don't waste me. And I reckon Elliot and the boys will knock that over and get the job done for everybody in Canberra today. So it's awesome.
Awesome it is. We're here today to talk about fixed interest. And, of course, everybody's interest today is fixed on the Raiders. Would you like to talk about the Raiders, or would you like to talk about fixed interest?
Look, I'd much rather talk about the Raiders, because it's far more exciting than fixed interest. Although we did talk in the week about fixed interest. I think the biggest misconception is exactly that name,
okay.
Fixed interest, in it being fixed. All and right. I think when I talk to clients, I talk about the fixed interest market. I say fixed interest. They hear term deposit.
Well, okay. Are they wrong? Term deposits are usually fixed interest, are they?
Well, correct. That's right. But they are one facet of that fixed interest market. And I think a lot of people need to think about the fact that term deposits are backwards looking.
All right.
And what I mean by that is whenever something's happening in the market and you have changes in cash rates, earnings rates, equities, fixed interest, or anything like that, any sort of cash product is always marked back to what's available in the market at the moment.
Right.
And the problem with fixed interest is there's a decision made about what you will earn in the future, taking into account what's happened in the past.
Right.
Whereas fixed interest, as I explain it, is maintaining a fixed interest fund allows you to have proactive returns from a sector, whilst they may be defensive, that can benefit from a falling cash rate.
All right. So in simple terms, are getting the message that term deposits are not the full story. Are there other forms?
Correct.
Are there other forms of fixed interest investments that people should consider?
Look, very much so. And I think term deposits are very good. If you think the world's going to end tomorrow and you want absolute security about what's going to happen and you want a guaranteed rate of return, fixed interest is one step up from cash.
Yes.
I'm going to buy a term deposit. I have the duration fixed, I have the return fixed, and I know my capital is not at risk.
Yes.
And for a lot of people, that's great. If that's what you think term deposits and fixed interest is for, wonderful. If you're looking to get a more proactive return from your fixed interest in investments and you have a suitable time frame, be it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 unlimited, you know, years of investment, fixed interest is something that is dynamic. Fixed interest, like listed shares, goes up and down in value. And the value of any underlying investment is always tied back to what is my option at the moment. And in what we've seen over the last 6 to 12 months is a fall in cash rate.
Right.
We've seen interest rates get reduced to try and stimulate the economy. That can have an impact on term deposits. That can have an impact on the earnings of cash. So people that hold those two types of investment have really found it difficult to try and outperform or generate a rate of return that was appropriate for them.
Okay.
So fixed interest is something that is, whilst being defensive, has an element of risk to it, but you're buying essentially, if we break it down, boring assets.
Okay. Now, let me give you what I take out of what you've just said and tell me if I'm wrong. But because, for example, a term deposit or any other fixed interest investment has that interest rate fixed, while the rest of the world, variable rates might be falling, for example. So over time, if variable rates have been falling, then your fixed interest investment has suddenly become more valuable compared to other investments, hasn't it?
Bingo.
Okay.
You're 110. You know what? You can come into my office and work from Monday. I'll employ you. Let's play on.
And the reverse is also true. If interest in the outside world are going up, interest rates are going up, then your fixed interest investment becomes less valuable.
And that is 110% correct. And that ties into exactly what I'm saying about term deposits are backwards looking.
Okay.
Because if we have a fixed interest investment, if we think about that for the listeners and say, we fix the rate of return for 5 years and the comparable rate of return is falling, i.e. cash,
yes,
then the value of the income stream that we have bought for a five-year period has more and more value.
Yes.
And one concept that people need to keep in mind is fixed interest investments can provide a very strong income return, and they can also provide an increased value of capital because of what you've just said.
Exactly.
If you're pegging something to the underlying rate of return, and that is a falling cash rate, if you've invested your $100,000 at, let's say, for example, 4%, and over the next 12 months cash rates fall 0.5%, then the value of your 4% income stream should see an increase in the value of the asset, as well as the very good income stream that you've bought yourself, which underpins pension payments, it underpins superannuation returns, and it tries to reflect the actual value of the money that you've invested, because fixed interest investments are forward-looking, not term deposit-like, looking backwards. So I think term deposits at the moment are costing you money because there are better opportunities to realise a better rate of return, both income and capital,
right,
than the term deposit that's out there at the moment.
And that effect that we're talking about, where what appears to be a fixed rate of return, a fixed investment, it appears to be fixed, but you can actually see capital growth because of the environment in which your investment resides. That's the same effect that we hear about when we listen to the finance report and they talk about the international bond market. Now, ordinary, everyday, regular people aren't buying US Treasury bonds, but it's exactly the same effect, isn't it?
100%. And that's always the measure that people need to keep in mind, is what have I bought and what is the alternative? And in a falling cash market, which what we've seen over the last 6 to 12 months is interest rates in Australia get reduced to try and stimulate growth in the economy. If we can buy fixed interest investments, and your average fixed interest well-diversified fund at the moment is providing a return of between 4 and 8%, taking into account both the yield and the increase in the value of that income stream through an increase in the share price, people really need to think about fixed interest as a dynamic investment sector at the moment, because I think from what we've just said,
yeah,
that term deposit, like that consideration, is actually costing you money.
It could well be. And given what the Reserve Bank Governor has said this week about interest rates moving downward in the future, then this is very, very pertinent to the current investment environment.
Exactly, because if we continue to see rates get cut, then the flow-on effect from that is term deposit rates get cut, cash rates get cut. Now, if you're active in the fixed interest sector and you're actually taking a forward-looking view, taking into account what we've just said, yep, if rates get cut, the value of your fixed interest investments over a longer term should increase in value.
Which is ideal. That's what we want.
And that's a novel concept for a lot of listeners out there, because
yeah,
the perception is term deposit, it's fixed, I can yeah, control it. They don't think, well, hang on a sec, I can actually make capital growth from the fixed interest sector whilst cash rates are falling, which is a very proactive part of a broader portfolio and the overall rate of return that you could expect to get from the investments in the defensive part of your super or broader portfolio. It's something people really need to...
There's something more to it. Now, my question for you, Luke, about this is that does this mean then if you just get an ordinary garden variety term deposit from your bank, perhaps you're missing out? Are there other investment vehicles that can take advantage of this effect of capital growth?
Look, 110%. I think let's take the term deposit environment. Let's call that the lowest...
Well, we've just lost your microphone.
Sorry, let's call that the lowest, common, simplest denominator when it comes to buying fixed interest. I think if people need to make an informed decision and they want it to be able to return as I say, most fixed interest investments we're using at the moment returning between 4 and 7%, depending on the underlying investments. I think people that are buying term deposits at the moment, unless you think the world's going to end or you have a short duration, or what I mean by that is time frame for your defensive investments,
yeah,
people need to consider other opportunities because they are foregoing a lot of additional return that could help to underpin a portfolio in totality that they could potentially be adding to their annual return when they consider their property and equity investments. If you could turn 2 into 4, you could turn 2 into 5, 2 into 6, I think people need to remember that. When I say term deposit, I don't mean term deposit. When I say fixed interest, sorry, I don't mean term deposit. I mean forward-looking fixed interest investments. And in a falling interest rate environment,
yeah,
fixed interest could provide an additional buffer or an additional kicker,
yes,
to their broader return in their portfolio.
So the type of investment vehicle we're talking about is some sort of managed fund, is it, that takes a position in various different fixed interest investments?
Exactly right. So when we're thinking about diversification and risk profile, we're then thinking about the time frame that we're going to invest our capital, which for a lot of people when they're thinking about fixed interest is the longer term because it is a more defensive slant in a portfolio. They then need to think about, well, if I could buy a portfolio of fixed interest investments that have different maturity dates, and if we break it down, we think about different term deposits. A lot of people can get their head around the concept of, I fix my money for 12 months, I get X amount of return.
Yes.
If I fix my money for 2 years, I get a different rate of return.
Yes.
Imagine if you had a portfolio of investments that had different maturity dates between 2 and 7 or 8 years. You would benefit from a falling interest rate environment, you would benefit from a climbing interest rate environment, and you would have that broader diversification about trying to maximize the rate of return that you achieve from a diversified portfolio. Because at the end of the day, we all understand the concept of too many eggs in one basket.
Exactly what I was thinking. You know, this is the old adage, don't put all your eggs in the one basket. If you go to the bank and buy a fixed term deposit, then that's what you've done. You've put all your eggs in that one basket. Whereas if you go into one of these managed funds, which has that diversification of investment, you've spread your eggs among many baskets and you're likely to get much better results.
Correct. And look, there's nothing wrong with term deposits as long as you understand why you're doing it,
yeah,
and what you're getting from it. And that could be part of your diversified fixed interest exposure. But you could also want to receive 3, 4, 5, 6, 7% return from otherwise very defensive assets. So I implore people to think about their broader portfolio requirements and to understand the broader meaning of fixed interest. Because when I say fixed interest, I do not mean term deposit. I mean proactive, actively invested, diversified fixed interest funds that could give you both income and capital growth depending on your broader risk profile and your diversification across a portfolio. So you don't want to miss out on something because you just don't know. You also want to maximize the rate of return in a falling cash environment because that sector, whilst it's always been defensive, is getting very, very hard to make additional returns or a suitable rate of return,
yes,
in the current environment because we're trying to stimulate growth in the Australian economy by cutting rates, which means by default,
yep,
our rate of return on cash is falling.
That's right, yeah.
Exactly. So people need to be more proactive in the fixed interest environment and start to think about it as an equity investment or a more proactive investment sector, because if you took 2% on the value of the money that you have invested and said, well, I don't want that, depending on what you have invested, that could be a significant rate of return that you're missing out on.
And we don't want to miss that. Now, if listeners would like to get more information about how they can improve on their fixed interest investments, what do they do?
Yeah, look, they can always give us a call in the office, 6260-4749. Come in, have a cup of coffee. I had a couple of clients tell me this week that the coffee Barb makes is top shelf, which is very comforting because I say every week that it's quite good and I have to drink it day to day, so, you know, I'm going to back her in there.
That's good to know.
They could also go to www.envisionfinancial.com.au, go to the website and make an appointment to come in and have a chat. They could also look at the podcast. Obviously, we have the strategy stacker on iTunes, Luke Talks Money, where we have the show and some other different bits of information in relation to financial matters, and obviously YouTube, Envision Financial Canberra. They can Google the show, they can look at what we've talked about this week, they can pause it, they can take the key information out of what we're talking and then give us a bell and try and formulate a strategy going forward. So they're all various options in relation to what people do and how they can get some information about improving the decisions that they make going forwards.
Fantastic, Luke. Thanks very much for dropping in today, and go the Raiders.
Mate, go Raiders, go Elliot, go the boys, and let's hope they can get the job done tonight.
Absolutely.